4 years ago, when Ohioans went to vote in the 2008 presidential election, they could cast ballots in person the weekend before Election Day. Lynn Edward Kincaid, the director of the Butler County Board of Elections, remembers that Saturday and Sunday in 2008.
You would not believe the crowds that we had, and the line was it was 2.5 to 4 blocks long.
This year, due to the demand for early in-person voting hours during evenings and on weekends, Kincaid says his board is offering voting hours on Saturdays in October and later hours on some business days during the week to accommodate the demand. But he won't at this point be offering in-person voting the weekend before the election. No county will, because a new law prevents in-person voting hours then. The state is being sued over that. But Jared Kurtz, a spokesman for the Ohio Democratic Party, says lawsuit aside, it's unfair that many traditionally conservative counties like Butler are offering extended hours in October, while other more liberal counties are being prevented from doing that.
The big city counties like Cuyahoga, Franklin, Summit, Lucas, where the big cities are, where there are frankly more people, they are choosing not to give more access, and Republicans are using every tool at their disposal to limit access, and it's unfortunately very disturbing. Whereas some other counties are continuing to allow these early voting hours.
Each county board is made up of 2 Democrats and 2 Republicans, and in many of those big counties, the Democrats have voted for extended hours while the Republicans have opposed them. In those cases, Kurtz says Secretary of State John Husted has been called in to break tie votes and has voted not to extend voting hours. In counties where extended voting is allowed, it didn't come down to a tie vote. Mike Brickner with the American Civil Liberties Union of Ohio is calling on Husted to make that change.
He should issue a standard guideline for all boards of elections to have the same hours for early voting. And we're saying that he needs to expand early voting hours. So rather than simply say, well, we're just not going to have any extended early voting hours, we want Secretary Husted to say all county boards of elections should have evening and weekend early voting hours.
For his part, Husted says he's been consistent in making decisions so far.
I'm not going to break the tie in favor of a patchwork of different hours across the state. I will be consistent in how I break the tie, and that is that we will break the tie in favor of normal business hours.
Husted says people who cannot vote early in person at their local boards of elections during normal business hours and cannot vote on election day still have the option of voting early by mail. Husted says elections boards are locally controlled, and it's only when their members can't agree that he has the legal authority to get involved.
If what the Democrats are arguing is that they want me to set uniform hours for the entire state, then I'm reluctant to do that, but I will gladly set those uniform hours if that's what they desire. But you can't have it both ways.
The Democrats, Kurtz says, the party isn't asking Husted to restrict voting. Kurtz says the party wants all Ohioans to have early voting opportunities. He notes that in 2008, nearly 30% of Ohioans voted early, and of those, 93,000 voted in the 3 days preceding Election Day. Kurtz says the party will fight to restore all of the early voting opportunities for all Ohioans, regardless of party affiliation or where they live. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.